But first, yesterday evening around 5:30pm, National MP Hamish Walker released a statement confirming that he had passed details of COVID-19 patients to media. And around 10 minutes later, Acting Chief Executive of Auckland Rescue Helicopter Trust, Michelle Bogue, confirmed she gave the details to Walker. Michelle Bogue, of course, was on the panel half an hour before the news broke. By the way, Michelle Bogue, around the country, the whole country is listening to you emailing. They think it's me. I'm just letting you. Right. You can keep going. Who the heck are you emailing?
It's very important.
Right. Okay. Michelle Bogue has resigned from her campaign and electorate roles for Auckland Central MP and National Deputy Leader Nikki Kaye. The Auckland Rescue Helicopter Trust has confirmed that Michelle Bogue has resigned as acting CEO and trustee. And Hamish Walker announced today he won't be standing for re-election for the Southland electorate at the election. Todd Muller has accepted his decision. And as I mentioned, we phoned Michelle Bogue to come onto the panel to explain her actions. She declined. With us is lawyer Graham Edgster. Welcome, Graham.
Thank you for having me on, Wallace.
What do you make of this story and appalling lack of judgment, says Todd Muller? Is that what you call it?
Yes, I think, these sorts of highly personal, highly sensitive medical records are not things that people should be wantonly emailing around to people without, you know, without a good reason, and I'm not sure that there could be a good reason. So, bad show all around, to be honest.
Can you speculate on what Michelle Bogue hoped to achieve by leaking the information to Walker? And where did you get that information from, do you reckon?
Well, I have no idea what was hoped to be achieved. The speculation, try to embarrass the government. I can't think of how, but, if you're a former National Party, president and long-time National Party operative, that presumably something political, but exactly what I do not know. Where she got it, that's the next question. Political scandals don't usually happen this quickly. The political part of this is over. The person who leaked it to the MP has resigned from the roles that she got it in and has resigned from various roles she had in the political party. The MP has announced he's not going to be standing at the next election in less than 3 months. That bit's over. So, it's what happens next. There's sort of the political bit's over. It's the legal bits which come next.
And, so, to that, in what
the question of where Michelle Bogue got the information from is one I think we need the answer for, because I can't see why she would have needed it, even as the acting CEO of a. Hospital helicopter organisation.
Well, on that, the Auckland Rescue Helicopter Trust says Michelle Bogue had no access to COVID-19 patient data. What does this change, if any?
It potentially changes who might be successfully sued. The people whose sort of personal medical information has been leaked to various people, potentially Michelle Bogue. And then further on to various members of the media and things like that, they potentially, I think, have a claim under the Privacy Act for a breach of their privacy rights. Whom do they sue is the question. If it's not the Auckland Regional Helicopter Trust, then it might be someone else. But that, I think, is, if they're concerned about it, that is something they could very well seek to get a remedy for.
What actions should be taken now, Graham? What are the consequences? As I understand, an MP is not subject to the Privacy Act. Is that right?
As an MP, certainly there are some limits on what they have to do and can't do and are allowed to do. There are other possibilities for the MP involved. It could be a breach of confidence or just a privacy tort. So not just the legislation, there's also other breaches of privacy. You'll remember Winston Peters had a privacy claim. Had a decision a few months back about the release of sensitive information about his tax and welfare affairs, with his entitlement or not to a certain level of retirement benefit. He sued under the privacy tort.
Right.
Unsuccessful, but that is another possibility. I would have thought his claim would have been better under the Privacy Act, but he, I think, had a reasonable go at it, and so there are other possibilities. Privacy Act, I think, seems the simplest one. And, you know, it's a question of, you know, was this information properly protected by those who ought to have been protecting it? Does the Auckland Regional, you know, they say, they at least, or they say Michelle Bogue didn't have access to it, whether the trust itself had access to it. You know, these aren't, you know, these aren't even their patients. These are potential patients who might need to be sort of moved around the country or something like that. I could see why, yes, you're a pilot and, you know, the doctor who may be on the flight or something like that might need to know who you're picking up today. I can't see why they need to know the name of every case in the country, you know, until it's actually involved them.
We'll bring our guests in very, very shortly, Graham, you can stay on the line, but I just want one more question. So the new Privacy Act has just been passed but has not come into effect yet. Would that have made any difference in this instance?
Not a great deal of difference. You know, it's going to be a breach under the old Act, I think, and probably a breach under the new one. It might have made the process of how you make the claim different. It gives the Privacy Commissioner more powers, and so it potentially could have made the process a little simpler for the initial stages of the claim, where the Privacy Commissioner can actually sort of make, you know, here's the amount I'm going to order you to pay kind of thing. So that type of part of the process. But, you know, I can't see how this isn't a breach of the current one or the new one, which comes into effect in December. So it's not going to change who's liable. It might change the process and potentially what should happen next, because, you know, what has happened to these people has happened. But I think what the more important thing now is, what's going to happen to equivalent personal information about other COVID people with COVID-19? What's going to happen to their information in the future? And do changes need to be made to ensure something like this can't happen again?
The Privacy Act applies to agencies, not individuals, said the Privacy Commissioner.
An individual can be an agency. So that doesn't necessarily you know, have a problem.
Right.
And if someone was acting as the CEO of an agency, whether the agency knew it or not, you know, there's I think, possible claims. But the fact that someone's an individual does not exclude them from the Privacy Act. It's just sort of personal matters, you know.
Hey, Graham, nice to have you on.
An individual can be, yes.
Yeah, no, I appreciate your time and thank you very much for being with us. That's lawyer Graham Edgler on an issue that I'm sure there'll be more to come on that. Just briefly around the panel, is this dirty politics? Catherine, what do you think?
Well, how can it be anything else, quite frankly? I think, you know, Graham was quite right in saying that the only motive for sharing it has got to be to try and humiliate the government. And when you're doing that, when you know you absolutely should not be sharing this private information, then that is unethical, possibly immoral, and let's hope it's actually illegal as well and some legal redress is made.
Phil?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I realise I'm getting old these days when I start shouting at the television, and I did that last night. I thought it was just despicable what happened there, just absolutely, unbelievably despicable. This person's a member of parliament trying to serve New Zealand's interests in theory, serving only his own, and it was absolutely right that he's gone by lunchtime, absolutely right, and I hope the full force of the law and anything else, and of public opprobrium and all the rest, falls on his ears and that of Michelle Bowe.
Right.
Just astonishing.